I was against the war from the beginning. I'm against the war currently. I'll be against the war for the next 8-10 years. I don't know. Although I do want you to understand that although I am against the war, I do support our white troops. Right? I'm kidding. I'm not a Republican. I don't. Why would you think I'm a Republican? I'm not a member of the Party of Inclusion. Long list of wonderful, tolerant, inclusive people. That's what the Bush had to say, that they were the Party of Inclusion, and nobody called him on his shit. You know, remember when all that stuff was going down, like the Trent Lott and Rick Santorum and all that shit was happening, Orrin Hatch, all that shit was happening at once, and not spread out like it usually is over a matter of weeks. No, Republicans got some awesome racists. Awesome. They got some great racists, great sexists. Homophobes, A number one. Absolute A number one. Crazy, crazy homophobic, crazy people. And look, listen, I'm not saying that all Republicans are racist, sexist, homophobes. Just the people they choose to elect into office to represent them are. That's all. Yeah. No, the people who push the buttons, you know, all they want is their $300 check, you know? They want their $300 check. They want that gift certificate to Sharper Image. That's all they're concerned about. The Democrats want to take away your Sharper Image gift certificate. Remember, you're just going to get that foot massage thing. Ooh, wouldn't a foot massager sound good right about now? Democrats want to take that away. You keep me in office, I'm going to make sure everybody gets a foot massage. The Republicans are great. There's so many wonderful racists in there. And you know what? The thing with Strom Thurmond, I got to say, like, you know, that's like certainly not unexpected, you know. But the guy, what really bothers me is that his daughter chose to wait until he died to, come out in the open, and she thus denied all of us that fucking hypocritical piece of shit's explanation, you know? That's what I'm angry with her for that, you know? They had to wheel out that guy, you know, just wheel him out into the cameras to explain himself, you know, just wheel him out and plug him into all the things he gets plugged into and you know. Senator, you know, would you like to explain yourself? Seems to go against everything you believe. And he has an interpreter for him, so the senator says the one thing he's always said. I ain't gonna give my knee in the way. Senator says that he will fuck the help, but he will not give them a decent wage.
That's what I mean. You know, mine.
He says that's what he believes, and pussy's pussy.
My Johnson colorblind is the bane of my name.
He says his Johnson is colorblind, and it is the bane of his existence. Okay, thank you, Senator. Let's glue you back into your tent of hate. That was awesome. And then, you know, I honestly, the best thing, I mean, one of the greatest moments in my life was when Trent Lott from the great, great progressive state of Mississippi, when Trent Lott fucking, when he had, you know, he said all those shitty things, you know, glorifying Strom Thurmond and segregation, and then he had to explain himself. And then Trent Lott, of all people, Trent Lott had to go on BET. That was awesome. Trent Lott was on BET. He probably didn't even know BET existed, you know? What? The niggers got their own television station. What kind of futuristic science fiction of year 3000 bullshit is this? Damn you all to hell! Oh, awesome. Trent Lott on BET, just sweat, trying to dig himself out, but he's digging himself deeper, you know. Now, see, the thing I said, you guys don't understand. Hey, where's everybody going? You know. See, yeah, that's the problem is the media. The media misconstrues everything, takes things out of context, and now let me explain myself, okay? First of all, I didn't know them microphones was on. Okay. And second of all, I misspoke. I made a mistake. It happens. I'm a human being, and I apologize. We all make mistakes. And what I originally was thinking in here came out when it came down through this way and came out. It was a different thing. I got discombobulated. Okay? So when I said that all niggers are faggots, what I meant was all faggots are niggers. Totally different thing. Totally different thing, ladies and gentlemen. You come to Mississippi, I'll show you a good time. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's some good stuff. I don't understand racism. I mean, because it has to be taught to you. I truly believe that. It's not an innate human quality. You know, you're not born with that hate. You know, you're not born with that kind of, no baby's first words are, you know, the Jews got all the money. You know, it's not, you have to be taught that. And, you know, so I don't get it. And I grew up in the South, you know, there's a lot of racism there. And I grew up outside of Atlanta and then moved from there to Boston. So that was like, you know, out of the frying pan and into the other frying pan. All right. And, you know, I saw a lot of it there. And there's a kind of racism, though, in the South that is really so steadfast and true that I'm almost kind of begrudgingly, you know, admire it in a way where it's like, and that is that there are segregated graveyards. I mean, that just to me defies all logic, everything we know. It's just, but it's also like, well, hats off, okay. You're gonna stick to your guns on that one? And take that shit to the grave, all right. There's people, there's enough people to go, you know, like, nah, man, I don't even want to think about it. My dead, lifeless, rotting, maggot-infested corpse next to some black man's, that's gross, you know. But that does pose an interesting scenario, because what's going to happen when the zombies rise out of the graves? You know how the zombies are going to take over the human race? But that, and you know, like, you know, when that happens, you know, however that happens, I don't know, like, you know, the assistant at the mortuary fucking flips the nuclear switch and then the radioactive sandwich falls into the lightning bolt or whatever it is. So it's just all these skeletons that they're going to take over the human race. Like, we must take over the human race. Wait, what were you? I'm black. Fuck you, nigger. You can't come. What? No, but I'm a skeleton. You can't tell. Fuck you. Another one of my favorite Republicans is Rick Santorum. Yeah, good man. Sensitive, very sensitive, tolerant man. Who, amongst other things, you know, there was that big flap because he lumped in with sodomy, you know, which is, you know, code for butt sex. You know, he lumped that in with, amongst other things, bestiality and incest. And Now, bestiality, I can see, because I fucked a couple of those, like, big bear guy, gay guys, you know, and it's kind of similar, but incest? Incest. Come on, man. That's like, that isn't that, well, you know what? Let's ask the girl who was raped by her father. Hey, sweetheart, what was it like when your father was holding you down and raping you? Ew, it's gross. It was like two guys making out. Okay, all right, I got it. That's what I thought. All right. Well, maybe Rick was right. Maybe Rick was right. Okay. Okay. And you know, I was doing research on some stuff, and I found out that I don't know the year. I have to find it out, but I think it's 2002. In the 2002 Texas state legislative period. What? Legislation. Null. Ite. But anyway, during the same period of time where they vote on shit, this is true. While they were trying to outlaw sodomy, they were trying to repeal the law against bestiality. That's true. Wilford Brimley's here, ladies and gentlemen. The great Wilford Brimley. That was a hearty laugh. I like that. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So if all that passed, that would have meant that in Texas, it would have been illegal for two people of the same sex to make love in the privacy of their own home. But it would have been perfectly fine to, you know, go down to the pound once a week. Yeah, you know, like, hey, let me see your death row squad there. What do you got? Yeah, take that German Shepherd over there. And, oh, Chocolate Lab. Let's try that. And hello, Chihuahua. All right, bring them all down and get them home. Get that. You got plenty of duct tape left over, so get that duct tape. Duct tape their paws down. And then just give him a good old legal Texas dog fucking. Legal Tejas style. Yeah, that's right. Get that. Oh, officer. Whoa. What's that? No, sir. No, they're dogs. No, I know it must have looked funny from out there. The sun kind of hits it funny. It looks like a guy. But no, these are dogs. No, they're all straight. Thank you. All right. Do not mess with Texas. Don't mess with them. Don't mess with them. Seriously though, if you had to, what animal would you fuck? Think about it. It doesn't have to be like a snap thing, but what would you, thinking about bestiality, what if you had to fuck an animal? Which one? A poodle. That's fucking gay. I can't believe you answered that question.